time to check the numbers and get some great analysis on this Thursday morning as we check in with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. We're looking at a market that's seen some strength here this morning. The overnight market was really kind of a dull but firmer affair early on, but now December corn's trading up 7 cents at 4.47 1/4. We need December to overcome $4.50 on a close basis today. That'd be up about a dime in order to continue to suck people, buyers, back into this market. We did see a very lackluster marketing year low export bookings at only 13 million bushel, but almost that same amount for new crop. Notice that China was a buyer of both corn and milo. I think one of the big factors that we're seeing here in the grain markets is that the dollar is approaching that reaction high around 98 that we saw 4 weeks ago. And so a little firmer dollar generally is detrimental to commodity prices. Soybeans up 8 cents today. November beans at 10.24 3/4, 10.25 1/4 last. Is coming. Yesterday we saw really good crush report for the month of June, higher than expected at 142.47 million bushels used. And yet, really, the market kind of shrugged that off. Very dry conditions in France probably has hurt their canola crop, as has the dry conditions in the western part of Canada. So this bean market is up a little bit today. It doesn't have a lot of upside momentum to it at this stage of the game, however. On the wheat market, typical buyers on the export business, two-sided overnight trade. Not a lot to say about wheat, barely higher, 2-3 cents higher. December's trading at 5.77 1/4. Livestock side, I think an important thing to look down the road. Next week we have a cattle inventory report. It's a semi-annual report. I think we're seeing this beef herd expansion, 3-4% higher than a year ago would be my guess. Good grass conditions and feeling that at least in the western part of the belt, we're going to see a good crop for feeding. On the hog side of things, big deal. July hogs went off the board yesterday, and August is has become the lead month at about a $5 discount. We're seeing bear spreading come into this market. China continues to report that its sow inventory is down. The hog market looks like it wants to stabilize because the carcass values are improving. This is Ellen Dearden. I'm in Morton, Illinois with AgriView.
All right, Ellen. Thank you very much for that information. We appreciate it here on this Thursday morning.